This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Hello and welcome back to another live show on The People Speak. Today is Tuesday, November 14th. I am Sophia Ray, your host for the week. Tune in to The People Speak every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Time, for live interview-style talk radio with various hosts and guests. Here on The People Speak, we encourage audience participation by phoning in questions or comments toll-free from Canada and the USA at 1-888-429-5471. For more information on upcoming shows, log on to bbsradio.com/The People Speak. Tonight's guest is making his first appearance here on The People Speak. As a child, his mother had bought him an acoustic guitar for $20, and he has not been playing. I mean, he has been playing ever since. Welcome onto The People Speak, Andy Brown. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Can you guys hear me?
I hear you. It's great to have you on.
How okay. are you? I'm fucking awesome. I'm so glad to be on the show and everything. But
So look, before we start racking out, so tell me, where are you from?
I'm from Oklahoma originally, but I've kind of lived all over. I don't really like the idea of nation states and that kind of thing, so I tend not to put too much emphasis on being an American.
So when and how did you start playing rock and roll?
I mean, honestly, one of my earliest memories was of, like, having this beat-down bullshit acoustic guitar that my uncle gave me, being, like, 6 years old or something. I never knew how to play it then, but eventually I did when I got my own. And I've just been, like, obsessed with music since, so.
Okay, that's pretty much where it started. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so where do you play? So who do you play for? Who do you want to play for? Let me know.
Who would I like to play for?
Yeah.
Anyone and everyone who is hiring? Hello? Just kidding. No, but really, just like probably some local places that you wouldn't know. Couple little benefit things here and there, but nothing really. But I like to play for the biggest name in the world.
Huh? Okay, well, let's back out, man. So what do you want to play for? So what's their first tune going to be, and who's it going to be by? Is it going to be by you, or are you going to do a cover?
You know, I was thinking about it, and I thought about when I first started learning guitar, and when I first started listening to music, right, and one of the first bands that I really, really fell in love with, of course, they're from Oklahoma too, was the Flaming Lips. So I thought I'd do maybe like a little Flaming Lips song to start.
Okay, let's hear it.
It feels better when you're in. If you're nervous, take a payphone, turn it on, turn it on. And on and on, way up, turn it on, turn it on. If the house is when you wake up, turn it on, turn it on. When you ain't got no relation to all those other stations, turn it on. Your face where we can't see it. Put it on cable. You on when you are able. Turn it on, turn it on. On the, on the, on the way up. Turn it on, turn it on. In the houses when you wake up. Turn it on, turn it on. When you ain't got no relation to all those other stations, turn it on. Put your life into a bubble. We can pick you up on radar. You can fly with feeling. And give the people what they pay for. Turn it on, turn it on the way up. Turn it on, turn it on. In the houses when you wake up. Turn it on, turn it on. When you ain't got no relation, what, to all those other stations, turn it on.
I love it. I love it. That's so great. You know, do you always play songs a little bit older than you, or what?
I was like 11 when I heard that shit, so I can't be that young, you know what I mean?
Okay, so, you know, what else, do you play anything else from the Flaming Lips?
Yeah, sure. There's one song that I actually really, really love that's from one of their later CDs. Called Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Hold on.
Okay.
So. Her name is Yoshimi. She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. Cause she knows that it's the mountain to defeat those evil machines. I know that she can be. Oh, Yoshima, and they don't believe her. But you won't let those robots eat me, Yoshima, and they don't believe me. But you won't let those robots eat me. Those evil nature robots. The program to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them. So she's taking lots of vitamins. Cause she knows that it's the mountain to defeat those evil machines. I know that she can beat them, oh Yoshima, they don't believe me. But you won't let those robots eat me, Yoshima, they don't believe me. But you won't let those robots eat me, Yoshima.
Nice. You know, what inspires you? Who inspired you to get into music?
That's an interesting question. I never really thought about it, to be quite frank. I just always thought of it as something I did, but I suppose there must be people there that like kind of inspired me and that kind of thing, you know? I remember one of my mom's boyfriends way back in the day had this huge, huge record collection, you know, and I just remember going through it and seeing all the things he had, like New York Dolls and like kind of all this like old stuff, you know what I mean, which I fucking love. I don't know that there was a person that inspired me, but I think listening to just all those people who have played music throughout the years, that's really what's inspired me, you know?
So who are your favorite bands? Who do you enjoy listening to? Who do you like playing the most?
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of punk music, you know. I've been listening to, like, Rancid or Leftover Crack or, you know, some other things. Some 80s stuff like Elvis Costello, you know, whom I always love. That kind of thing really is what I've been listening to most lately. How about yourself?
You know, I want to hear a song right now. You know, can I request a song?
No.
Yes.
Okay. I can't.
Okay. I want to hear Wonderwall.
That is like the most cliche acoustic singer, like an acoustic guitar song you have ever heard of. Right?
Well,
I can.
You don't want to play it?
I can play it. I can play it, but if I mess it up, it's all your fault, okay?
Okay. Just have fun with it.
You promise to take the blame for this one?
No, I don't. No,
okay.
I don't.
Go on. All right.
Okay, I believe in you. You can do it.
The day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Cause all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights to lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall. Today was gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Cause all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Oh my God, I fucked that up out of time. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall. Okay, that's enough of that. Here, look.
That was great, though, for, you know, just off the acoustic like that. That's pretty well done. It is. You know, Andy, what the hell is your philosophy? Do you have one?
Why are you always asking the hard questions? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So, if you were to ask most people, I think they would say their life philosophy is like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I still believe that, you know, like, that's a beautiful thing to live by, and I think that compassion and all that should be, like, foremost in one's mind at a lot of times, but I also believe that a lot of the stuff that we believe in, a lot of the stuff that our culture has told us, it's mm-hmm. made up. You know? Like, it's all socially constructed to a large degree. The whole world we believe in, our whole language, everything, it's all made up.
So when you just say concepts. Made up, like, do you mean like made up like an animation?
No. I mean that there's physical reality and then there's like our mental states and psychology and everything. And then there's culture. And mm-hmm. culture is its own living, breathing animal that creates reality every moment of the day, just as we do individually. You know what I mean? By our perception mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Feel me?
Well, then this kind of leads me into my next question, which is, you know, your religious views. Are you religious? What do you believe in?
I mean, I'm... Okay, so I really like Buddhist philosophy. I really like Eastern religions and all that kind of stuff. I really see a lot of commonality between all the world religions and underlying philosophical tenets, you know? Aside from the big God thing, I don't get too much into, like, at all. Like, I'm pretty much a total atheist, except for I leave a little bit room for some extra stuff, you know, that I don't know about. See what I'm saying?
The extra stuff you don't know about. Okay, so you...
That's you what you're going to ask about?
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you. So you believe in Vishnu and you believe in the Eastern philosophical gods, right? But you're an atheist. Because Buddhism has gods, but, you know, they give names to these gods, and, like, you know, the Christians just call them Christ or Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you have stuff in Buddhism where people, like in the Visuddhimagga, for example, he says that only fools believe in the gods, you know, or worship them, or that kind of thing. Because mm-hmm. in Buddhism, that's really not the idea. The idea is for personal growth and for trying to find happiness in some way. You know what I mean? There's all that stuff there. And of course, the ultimate thing of incarnation or whatever. But I'm not dealing with that right now. What I'm dealing with is myself right here, right now, and mm-hmm. me trying to be content, you know?
So, Andy, do you write music?
Yeah. No, I actually have some music up right now on SoundCloud. I think you guys kind of link to it through your website.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them your SoundCloud. Do you have a website that they can pull up?
Yeah, if you just type in Mochi Fire into Google, right, you'll probably hit my SoundCloud.
Now, do you have any of your music that you have composed, or that you've written, rather, that you can play here tonight?
I mean, I do have a few things, right? This is actually a song that I've been kind of working on a little bit. The lyrics aren't in their final state, so please be gentle.
Okay.
Just kidding. Be as harsh as you want. I met a girl with the licorice hands, and we all know just what she said. Tell me, 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 tell me again. Now I don't know where we are. Till the time there is gone. We are never apart. Separate bodies like you. We are lost someone else.
That's pretty well. How long have you been working on this one, you said?
I wrote it, like, quite a while ago, and then I just was trying to put it together, but I don't have final lyrics for it, so it's kind of messy, you know what I mean? Very, very messy.
I want to ask you a question. That, you know, a lot of my listeners of the show have, you know, it's kind of a big deal. So, what do you think about 9/11? Who did it?
Oh my God, for real?
For real.
Oh God. Okay. So, to answer you truthfully, right? I kind of have sat back and watched all these different theories and stuff bloom. You know what I mean? All these different lines of evidence and reasoning about who could, would, might have, and why. And what makes the most sense to me is that the United States went into Afghanistan and these other nations quite a long time ago to battle the Soviet Union. And by them being there, right, and Gray's basically creating proxy war and all these places and creating Al-Qaeda and all that, right, they invited blowback, which is they created these people that really hate us. To some degree, they influenced them and gave them money and all this, you know what I mean? And so it's definitely from our meddling over there. I think that the Bush administration blamed whatever they wanted to so that they could have their own war. You know what I mean? But I don't think that the government did it directly, let's say. I don't think that that happened. But I think there's a lot of lines of reasoning you could use to say that the United States and this government kind of created the situation itself. You know what I'm saying? Because George Bush rested them to take a line from Noam Chomsky. It'd have to be insane to try something like that.
Well, it's okay. You know, I've had guests on here, and we're talking about, like, Paul Hellyer. And he was a former Minister of Defense for Canada. And he says that our government is working with aliens, and that aliens have maybe a big part of the 9/11. Some even go as far as saying that the planes that hit the towers were just like video graphics on the TV screen. A lot of people just mentioned hearing bombs, and not so much seeing planes or anything. So you don't believe into any of that? You know, you really don't believe that the government has anything to do with this? You don't think it's an inside job? Is that what you're telling me?
I believe that the government does in jobs all the goddamn time. I believe that the government is involved in so much shit and covert operations and everything like that, that I would be a fool to say that the government doesn't do, like, inside jobs, right? It's obvious they do.
I mean, we've shown this time and time again. And for example, in Vietnam, when they had like all that little, that fake distraction as a justification to get into that war and all that, you know, another proxy war, rather. But, I don't know that I could say that I have seen the evidence to say that the United States government was behind the 911 job. That's not to say that there isn't some validity to some of those theories and certainly bring up lots of questions that are certainly valid. But I'm not sure that I'm quite ready to say, yeah, I think the government, the George Bush administration in particular, or any covert agency or something like that, like any CIA or FBI operation did that. I can't say that.
It's all interesting what people think. I just wanted, you know, to pick your brain and to see what you thought about 9/11, because a lot of our listeners, they're 9/11 conspiracy theorists. And so, you know, we don't want to give up or let go. But whatever. So what about JFK? Do you think that was an inside job too?
Honestly, I remember being obsessed because there was the Oliver Stone movie when I was like a little boy. That came out with about JFK, and I remember reading the book, and like I was a total like little geek as a kid, right? So I remember reading all that stuff, and but honestly, I have no earthly clue, and I don't want to speculate because,
Have you guys? And you know, I want to jump around a little bit. I like jumping around. I don't know why. It's just a little thing. But you know, let me ask you. So what interest do you take in like study-wise? I know you mentioned you're Buddhist. Have you gone real deep into a lot of Buddhist literatures? What kind of things, you know, really get your gears twirling, grinding?
Honestly, I read a lot of things. I've read a lot about Buddhism. I'm very much into Theravada Buddhism. My grandmother is, or was, I suppose, Japanese, but she was much more into the Nichi Rin kind of Soka Gakkai sort of Buddhism. But I'm very much into the Theravada and that kind of thing. So that tends to be the kind of stuff that I've read about and heard about and all that kind of thing. My ex-girlfriend, actually, who should probably be listening now, hello, Gigi, is actually into the Tantra, like the Tantric Buddhism kind of stuff, which I can kind of relate to a little bit, especially when we come to like social constructivism, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay. So let's go back to music here. And I don't want to cut you off with your Buddhist tangent, but it just got kind of boring for me. I shouldn't answer the question. Like, okay. You mentioned in your bio that you play under many guises. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's elaborate for me a little bit about that.
I mean, sometimes you will do things under different names or that kind of thing, or with a different feeling, you know, or a different kind of sound, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, sometimes I like to more dress up and kind of be like more expressive whenever I play, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So when you say dress up, what do you mean? Like feminine wise?
Well, yeah, of course.
Did your girlfriend know about this, Gigi?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a long, complicated story. Right. I love her very much, but I'm very much intimate as well.
Okay.
So that's kind of the thing, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, nothing wrong with
that. In any case.
We've been in an open society right now. So, I mean, there shouldn't be a shock to people, especially within those who are musically inclined. So when you say that you like to dress up, so you become more feminine and you wear women's clothing, does that tweak your passion, you know, that creative side of you, that inspiration? So would you find that like an inspiration, like you feel like the character, like the part?
There's kind of a freedom in it, you know what I mean? It's like we create these identities all the time that are different parts of ourselves. We show what we want to see to other people. You know what I mean? We kind of can construct we aren't to some degree. You know what I mean? And so whenever you can take a part of yourself and amplify it and make it into something that is fucking amazing, to me, that is just beautiful and such pure expression. You know what I mean?
Pure expression, definitely. It is. It's who you are. So you do a lot of cover songs. Let's go into another song. What do you have for us?
So I was thinking kind of like an Elvis Costello tune would probably be sort of nice. And I realize we're 30 minutes in already. Shit. This is a song about sex, but in a very kind of 1950s sort of way. Romeo was rusty, was ready to kill except for make it gay. Romeo was rusty, was ready to kill. He jumped out the window because he couldn't sit still. Julian was waiting with the safety net set. Don't bury me because I'm not dead yet. Why don't you about the mystery? Why don't you know about the mystery dance? Why don't you show me because I tried and I've tried and I'm still mystified. I do it anymore and I'm satisfied. Well, I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. He thought that I knew, I thought that he knew. Both of us were willing, but we didn't have to do it. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? Why don't I know about the mystery dance? Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I've tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I was just under the covers in the middle of the night trying to cover my left foot from my right. You can see those pictures in any magazines, but what's the use of looking if you don't know what they mean? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I've tried and I've tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't. I remember when the lights were out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. He thought that I knew, I thought that he knew what I was supposed to do. He didn't know how to do it. What? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I do it more and I'm not satisfied. Do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Yeah, that's the whole song.
Yeah, I got a question coming in from Mike from California, and he wants to know if you can play any of the Beach Boys.
No, I don't know any Beach.
No,
I can play some Beatles on.
Oh,
Everybody's gonna hate me, but I never have been into the Beach Boys. Like, all right, so there are some songs. Okay, all right. I like the Beach Boys. Okay, never been super into them. Never learned any of their songs.
Okay. No, nobody's gonna hate you right now. Maybe later. So, what's your favorite Beatles song to play?
Oh, I haven't thought about that. I kind of like to play something slower, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, definitely.
Like, I know it's not a Beatles. Yeah, I mean, I know it's not a Beatles song, but I love Lennon. And the socialist in me loves, like, this, like, Imagine song, right? So, would that be cool to play?
That's awesome.
All right, let's do it. It's
seems if you'd try. No help. Above us, on the sky. Imagine all the people. Kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You are missing. I'm a dreamer. No possessions. I wonder if he you everything. My brother. But I'm not the only one. Someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
Bravo. Imagine, right?
What? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. It's a bravo. Bravo.
Oh, no. I think we have an interruption.
You know, I think you're cutting out just a little bit during, but that's okay. Kind of, you know. You know, did I ask you what other instruments you played? You know, I kind of forgot.
I'm sorry. I can't really understand you. I can't really hear you. What's going on?
Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Like the commercial. Can you hear me now? Hello?
There's a song that I really love playing that is very much a country tune, but I do it in a my way.
Okay.
And absolutely, I love it. And so I think I'm going to play that right now.
Okay. Well.
By the way, I first heard this from the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Go.
Somebody say fuck yeah.
Ready when you are.
Okay. First thing I remember knowing was that lonesome was so blowing. Had a young dream of growing out of town. On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. And no one could change my mom tried. One and only that double child from a family that began my mama seems to know just what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, to the bad I kept on turning. Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I'd send 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could change my mind, but mama's tried.
Mama tried to raise me better, but her bleeding eyes denied. At least don't let me to blame, cause mama's tried. And dear old dad, I rest his soul, left mama heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest. She tried to raise me best, but I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could change my mind, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading eyes died. At least don't have me to blame, cause mama tried. At least don't have me to blame, cause mama tried.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty
can I hear
awesome.
You?
So, Andy, okay, those for who are now tuning into the People Speak, I am Sophia Ray, and we are here live with Andy Brown, a musician from Oklahoma. Andy, tell me something. Tell me anything.
Hold on 1 second. There you are. There you are, finally.
Can you hear
me? Oh my god.
What happened? You couldn't hear me?
I don't know. I couldn't hear you for a minute. I was like, where did she go? I'll just do whatever.
Oh my god, because I've been talking into the microphone the whole time. I don't know what happened. Maybe. I have no idea what happened. That's just weird. Okay, so I have no idea if you guys even heard, you know, I was coming in saying, you know, we are live on the People Speak and those who are tuning in. But Andy, I had no idea. I thought you couldn't hear me for a second, but who knows what's going on. I don't know what's going on, Andy. I'm sorry. Oh, there's technical difficulties. Andy, let our listeners know again. Where they can find you on SoundCloud. Here. Hello, Andy.
Okay, so having not heard a single word you just said, I am just going to play a song. All right.
Okay.
A violent film song. I think a violent film song would be nice. Let's play this. It's very short. Oh, Mother Reagan and a crew took away from me in your ship at far. Oh yeah, she better go far away. You know it ain't right, but it's all wrong. Oh, Mother Reagan, protest song. Oh, Mother Reagan, she's so dumb, she's so dangerous. How come she don't go far? Oh yeah, she better go far away. Oh, Mother Reagan, went to heaven, I pray the gate she will stop. Well, I hope that is off now.
That's Andy. We're going to cut this into a break real short. Everybody, stay tuned to the People Speak. We will be back in just a few minutes here. Take it away to our engineers.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the BS Radio Network. Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Valzer. This is the great BBS Radio.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak, every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me.
We're back. And the people speak. I am Sophia Ray, your host for the week, and we are live with Andy Brown, a musician from the Midwest, Oklahoma. Welcome back, Andy. I hope you can hear me.
Who is also back? Yes, who is also back? You can hear.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened or why you couldn't hear me. But everybody else in, you know, radio land could hear me, but you. I don't know why. All right, so I forgot where we were. Where are we? Oh, you know what? If there's any comments or questions for our guests, you can quickly call into the show at 1-888-429-5471. We still have about 10 minutes or so here. Andy, what else do you want to play for us?
Okay, there's two songs that I didn't get to. One is called Suzanne by Weezer, and the other is by David Bowie. I don't know.
Oh, I love both of them.
Okay.
Love them both.
It's the Yes Love number. Yeah. Okay, so we'll do that. So the song called Suzanne by Weezer. So. Probably never heard it. It's a B-side or some bullshit. Sorry, I cursed again.
Suzanne, you're all that I once said.
Hold on a second. Let me take these headphones off. Move this over.
Suzanne, all that I once said. You're all I need in the world. I'm a child. Blush, drive me wild. I do your work that I want. Cold and hunger crying on the phone. Made me proud as hell, so don't shed cry. Gave me the coat off your back, Suzanne. You're all that I want. Even as a slashing axle rose. When I call you, put them all on hold. Said to let you do anything. And all I can do is say how much I can give you in return. Only my heart, and I promise not to turn. I'll sing to you every day and every night. Suzanne, I'm yours.
Suzanne, a cover by Andy Brown. Brown. Andy Brown, you started playing rock and roll when you were 10 years old. How old are you now?
33.
Quite a while.
It's a lot in human ears.
So, what do you want to be? Who do you want to hear you? Who, if you had the chance, I mean, would you be on America's Got Talent? Or have you tried out for anything in the auditions or what?
Frankly, I would never do anything like that. Like,
anyway.
No, I think those shows are well, cause it's all just about, alright, I'm not the best singer, so maybe I'm biased. I don't really, like, I like singing and stuff, but I think that writing music and being able to write music and vibe with it and everything is so much more important than the ability to sing, you know, like, music composition and all that. Like, it's where it's at versus where all the talent is. Like, you have a good voice, but
it's kind of a natural talent. More credit. You should really give yourself more credit. It takes a lot to come on here and to sing your heart and soul out. But you don't have the worst voice either. You know, you're pretty good in what you do. So why are you being so hard on yourself?
I'm not being so whatever. I'm being humble. Can I not humble and humility?
Sure.
Before I talk about how great I am? I'm just kidding.
So, you know, there was, I think, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Frank from St. Louis was asking if you like rap. How do you feel about rap?
Do I like rap?
Yeah, do you?
I like nerdcore, kind of. I like MC Chris. My brother was big into hip-hop. And my ex-boyfriend was big into hip-hop and all that stuff, but I'm not super big into it, but I love some fucking rap if it's really good. Sorry, I cursed again. My bad.
What's the fucking in cursing?
I don't know.
You know, do you want to, we got about 5 minutes or so, maybe less. You want to play one more before we go?
Yeah, let me play one more.
Okay.
But slower, I can't play all the way through. No, actually, I want to play something else. I'm going to play something really catchy.
Okay.
I want to play an Elvis Costello song, okay? Whom I adore, if I haven't said so already. It's called The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes. Hold on. Used to beat it, but now I try to be a muse. But since her wings have got rusted, never mind. Well, I used to be disgusted, but now I try to be a muse. But since her wings have got rusted, you know the angels wanna wear my red shoes. But when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I cannot refuse. I won't get any older, now the angels will wear my red shoes. Oh, I was watching while you're dancing away. I love your fractured in the hip bones way. How come everybody wants to be your friend? You know that it still hurts me just to say it. Oh, I know it's disgusting. She's so abused. She is not a loss, but it's so hard to refuse. Can you say that I'm too old when the angels have stolen my shoes? Oh, I said I'm so happy that I could die. She said drop that and left another guy. That's what you get if you're a chase, not vengeance. But since you got me, I used to be disgusted. But now I try to be a muse. So we got rusted. You know the angels wanna wear my red shoes. But when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I cannot refuse. And I won't get any older, now the angels will wear my red shoes. No, I won't get any older, now the angels will wear my red shoes.
Wow, you know what? We got a caller on the line. So before we go, let's quickly take this caller's call. And caller, who are you calling? Or what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is... Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Coming
in
clear.
Hey, this is Greg from Western Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great here. I just had a question for Andy Brown.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just wondered if Andy has a boyfriend.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was just wondering, I'm from Western Oklahoma. I like your music, your voice.
Actually, I have somebody who I'm very much in love with right now. His name is Ricky. So,
well,
anyway.
Ricky is a lucky man. You know, thank you for calling in, Greg. We appreciate it. You can find, just stay tuned. It's good. Thank you for calling in. You know, this is coming to the end of our show. Andy Brown, I enjoyed having you on. I would love to have you on again sometime. Would you be willing to come back on?
Anytime. I would love to be on anytime. This is awesome.
Great.
Thank everyone for having me on.
Sounds great. I want to thank our guest, Andy Brown, for his time, and to our listeners. Thanks to our engineer, Sean, and our producer, Mike Kim. Tune in next Tuesday for more People Speak. Be part of the change for a better planet. May we unite through love and light. Be good to one another, and have a good night.
One bright sunny morning, in the shadow of the sea wall, by the relief of us, I saw my people. And they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.